This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good morning, America. It is that time yet once again where we convene and have some discussions as gun owners with Gun Owners News Hour. And as I kick this off at this particular moment, by now Jesse Smollett has been he's been arrested. He's had his bond hearing. He's out on bond. There's a lot of, the fake hoax crime itself is bad enough. But what does it mean as a gun owner for us? Why am I concerned with this? I'm concerned with this for the reason of what this could have done. Now, from the outset, let's be fair about this. Everybody in the United States, black, white, plaid, Asian, Hispanic, everybody looked at this particular incident with this particular guy and said, this doesn't pass the smell test. But if this had been taken seriously, if it had been borne out, this would be causing problems for gun owners. And let me explain why. Because a riot would ensue. Now, who remembers when they had the riots in Maryland over, I can't remember the young man's first name, but his last name is Gray. And he was killed in police protection. He wasn't, and it was later, he wasn't killed by police. He died while in police protection. And then the mayor of Maryland, or mayor of Baltimore, rather, gave them room to destroy. And I remember this picture of a person in a office building or a storefront or something with a shotgun locked in the building, trying to protect the building, but at the same time trying to cover their face. Because they had a gun in Baltimore. This could have spread and turned it. Listen, Chicago's got enough violence already. There's all kinds of things you don't hear about that happen in Chicago that you're never going to hear about unless you look at certain places where there is racial strife going on. Because the gangs are coming out of the inner city and they're going downtown. They're going to the shopping mall, all kinds of places and things to steal at the shopping mall, all kinds of people to jack. So there's already plenty of that there. Already plenty of that there. What there isn't, and I've never been of this stripe, but I tried to be like this character in the movie Manhunter, which was the first time Hannibal Lecter gets brought out on the movie screen, where this guy Will Smith could take the point of view of the people he was hunting, the men he were hunting, which is very bad for his mental health. And I try to take I tried to do my own Will Smith, and not Will Smith. I can't remember his first name is Will. First name is Will, but I can't remember his last name. But he tries to. I'm trying to take the mindset of who would be out, which Caucasians would be out in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. looking for a gay black man who was a extra on Empire. Wearing a MAGA hat, being Caucasian, and I just happen to have a noose and some bleach, and it's sub-freezing temperatures, and I'm out there with my partner, and we're looking, and lo and behold, we find the exact guy we're looking for. I'm just trying to figure out what the odds are of that. I'm trying to figure out what kind of man thinks that way. I am. Trying to figure out how they knew, those attackers, if the story was true, they would have had, x-ray vision. But I'm happy that this is a hoax. I'm happy this wasn't a hate crime. But what we got out of that was we got a hate crime. The hoax was a hate crime. See, there's, first of all, this was a hate crime directed at Donald Trump supporters, Donald Trump, white people. Yeah. That was a hate crime. This had hateful intent. And all of this, apparently, he also wrote himself a letter earlier in January, and he ground up some Cedrin PM and dropped that in there and said, this will show him. And all of this in an effort to get a raise. What? All in an effort to get a raise. Now, as gun owners, this kind of misinformation happens with us every day. We are the most besieged people out there. The only people more besieged than us in the entirety of the gun world are the gun manufacturers and the gun dealers. But as gun owners, we are constantly besieged by misinformation. And that misinformation leads to violence. There have been anti-gunners who have seen people with open carrying a gun, where they will snatch the gun from the guy and start wrestling with him and, saying, he's got a gun, when it's perfectly legal for him to have a gun. And it's all out of the sheer hatred for people who would carry a gun. Or maybe it's sheer hatred of the gun itself. Who knows? There's a lot of projection going on right there. Now, the scary part about this is that Jesse Smollett is such an introverted narcissist that he only saw what he was trying to do. And when he tried it with the letter he wrote to himself, that didn't work out. So then he decided to up the ante and, have a crime where somebody who would pour bleach on somebody because they were white and their victim was black. This isn't even a good script. I know the kid exists in a world of fiction, but this isn't even a good fictionalized accounting of what could happen. In Chicago, which is, this is MAGA country. Yeah, that's happening in Chicago. I think 12% of Chicago voted for Trump. Not exactly what I would characterize as MAGA country. We're going to look at, in the next segment, we're going to look at this whole thing and this is not the first time this has happened. It's not going to be the last time it's happened, although it has. I'm tying I'm seeing a whole lot of comparisons here with the Tawana Brawley incident, which was, that happened back with Al Sharpton back in the day before Al, got emaciated when he was still big and still looked like a pimp and still had the, James Brown hairdo. When he was, that proved not to be true. Nobody took Tawana Brawley. Nobody raped her. Nobody smeared excrement all over here. All these dehumanizing things, which is exactly what Jesse Smollett trying to do. Noose around the neck, bleach poured on him, being called derogatory terms because of his sexual preference and all this other stuff. This was the 21st century Tawana Brawley. So, as gun owners, this is where we get a chance to sit back and look at this and do the overlay and try to figure out how to best combat it, because this is exactly what they do. But when just mere mention of this was put out there, this was modern day lynching and all this other stuff from presidential candidates. So you know which way they're thinking too. So anyway, let's examine this a little deeper when we get back. You're listening to Gun Owners News Hour. I'm a motorcycle rider. I'm a
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I'm proposing a new verb for you today. This is in order to help your awareness. As gun owners, as gun carriers, the first thing we should be is absolutely aware of everything going on around us. And if we begin to adapt to the gun grabbers' plans and you know, bag of tricks and everything else. Very likely we will see it coming. So here's a new verb. Jussie. J-U-S-S-I-E. That is to promote a bigoted lie about conservative Americans that faithfully support the liberal narrative while being so transparently false that only the stupidest of the people pushing it actually believe it. Our society keeps getting jussied. And I'm really getting tired of it. It's not only, I mean, it just sets me on edge, but it's evil. This is naked prejudice disguised as fussy outrage directed toward groups or a group who these social justice whiners have decreed are exempt from the standard ban on racial and sexual and religious and cultural bigotry. So that makes it dangerous, and both because of the cold fury it inspires in those subjected to this kind of grimy, okey-doke stuff, and because of how it crowds reason out of the public square. Because when you can't reason, if you can't reason, because reason has been rejected as a bourgeois conceit in favor of frothing hatred at the designated target du jour, how do you resolve a dispute? How do you resolve a difference as a society? The advocates of this are truly members of a lynch mob mentality. They seem to think that their social media howling is the alternative. They think that if they shout down their opponents will simply disappear. But they, you know, they're coming from a very pampered upbringing here in America, especially on the college campuses where their fascist shenanigans are rewarded. This leads to a failure of imagination. They can't imagine a society where their targets get mad and rebel. When I was in the military, I was told that my method of attack was limited by two things: capability and imagination. That the imagination part frees me up to think outside the box and to consider all things as something that I might try. I tried one crazy thing. One time a truck was passing me on a convoy, and I had a claymore. I had not set the claymore, but I had all this det cord, and I said, "Hold this det cord," and I threw the claymore into it, into the back of the truck like a frisbee. And then we hit the clackers, and the little light bulb went off to show it had detonated. And we didn't get credit for the kill, because that's not how you use a claymore. But in a real world situation, had I done that, I would have gotten credit for the kill. So it's imagination, ignorant of history, and that means when they're ignorant of human nature, they don't understand that the traditional way a society solves a problem when they abandon reason is not abject submission to screaming blue checks on Twitter. It's violence. And that's the true danger of just saying. It puts a significant portion of the citizenry's collective back against the wall and demands that they get in without comprehending that an opponent is most dangerous when cornered. By the way, they're talking about our backs against the wall. And this is where I get Jussie just talking about this. Leftists, no doubt with the supporting little of their submissive Frito-Con minions, will very happily convert what I'm saying of this irrefutable truth into some sort of call for chaos. But I'm not calling for chaos. I've seen chaos, and I'm against it. And that's why I'm continuing to warn the fools out there who think they can undermine the foundations of the society that the founders built, one that is very different from the barbarism outside our borders, and still maintain that difference. They can't. A free, peaceful system, society is a system. Reasoned debate, as opposed to phenomena like jussying, is a really key component of that kind of a system. You can't just remove the components you find inconvenient and still expect the system to to function such that you get to take advantage of the components you do like. It's all or nothing. The Jesse is out there today will not be listening to this because mobbing is fun. And for a long time, it's been rewarded. So why would they stop? Now they're calling, you know, presumed innocence. They didn't do that with Brett Kavanaugh. They latched onto the skeevy stereotypes about young males to condemn a man whose only crime was, you know, genuflecting to God instead of to the leftist ideology. Jesse'd because of his race, his faith, his daring to think forbidden thoughts. They did that to that kid who was bewildered by the Frigidaire-born ranger with a drum, again, joyfully engaging in the same style of bigotry about that kid's race, religion, and culture that would have made the Democrats of the KKK clap their paws. Once again, he was Jesse because of his race, his faith, his daring to think forbidden thoughts. And then there's Jesse Smollett himself with his astonishingly inept lie about a couple of white dudes wandering around Arctic Chicago in the middle of the polar vortex at 2 a.m. in MAGA hats who just happened to have some bleach and a noose, who knew who he was and watched whatever empire is and attacked him shouting, "This is MAGA country." Too legit to quit? I don't think so. That checks all the narrative boxes, though. In fact, Smollett's silly story did that so perfectly that anyone saying he believed it was either flat-out lying or mind-bogglingly Ted Lieu-level stupid that he's still gasping for air if someone didn't remind him to, you know, to breathe. All the prominent leftists joined in on the festival of Jesse-ing, the politicians, the stars, the media jerks. But when Jesse's shack of lies collapsed, as everybody knew it was going to, none of them said, "Gosh, I bought into that bunch of bigoted stereotypes about people who are different from me because I wanted them to be true to affirm my prejudices. And that was wrong, and I want to say that I'm sorry to all the Trump supporters who I helped slander." Wouldn't that have been some sort of a positive effect there? I think it would have. So they keep on jussying with each seedy rerun of this shameful cycle of lies, either poisoning your culture, you know, further poisoning it. Hands up, don't shoot. Duke lacrosse, UVA rape frat, all of that was a lie. It was all a lie. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
R&B singer R. Kelly is scheduled to appear in bond court Saturday in Chicago after being charged with sex crimes involving minors that go back more than a decade. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents two alleged victims, calls Kelly a predator.
I am confident that he will be convicted in other jurisdictions as well, and he will rightfully die in a prison somewhere, whether it be in Illinois or elsewhere in America. He should never walk free another day in his life.
Through his lawyers, Kelly has consistently denied the charges. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is charged with two counts of soliciting a prostitute in Jupiter, Florida. A spokesman for Kraft says they categorically deny he engaged in any illegal activity. Police say they have video. The Justice Department is downplaying expectations that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report will be completed and handed over to the Attorney General next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
One big object lesson, I think, sometimes. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The leftists have one primary template they use on every topic that they are passionate about, whether it's gun control or whether it's climate change or single payer or, of course, identity politics. What they do is they create a caricature of their opponent and demand that the said opponent defend said caricature. So, as a gun owner, for example, like David Hogg the other day, David Hogg got out there and said, anybody who owns an AR-15 is hunting humans. Now, David, being the kid that he is, if David were to actually think about what he just said and then do a little bit of math and get out there and say, well, you know, there's, what, 17, 18, 19 million of just AR-15s out there, not to mention the other guns that are magazine-fed that, you know, are the civilianized version of something, which, by the way, the AR-15 started out life as a civilian version. It wasn't a military gun first. It was made for the civilian market. It started out life as, you know, semi-automatic. If that were the way it was, and you've got 18 million people and two magazines, 30 rounds each, so, you know, just that alone, you know, if you have 60 rounds, and let's say you're using one round, so that means each person is killing 60 people. How many times do we kill the population in the United States that way? But just the owners of the AR-15s, if his caricature of us is correct. Racist, misogynist, homophobe, xenophobe, ageist. just goes on and on and on and on. Who among us over the past handful of years has not been tarnished by the broad brush of the ad hominem claim of the leftist template? Now, one thing about this, and I have said this many times, I do, you know, like I do this show and I do the Daily Show, and I'm constantly covering the same ground because leftist gun grabbers are always looking for a reason to take guns from you. So the first thing they'll do is if there's a rampage killing somewhere, they will get out there and they will say, well, we need universal background checks. Let's use the what happened in Aurora, Illinois. The guy, the killer there, he was not supposed to have been able to buy a gun. So the background check part fails. But let's propose more background checks. Let's propose universal federal background checks, which means we have to have also universal federal gun registry for that to work. We all know that already. Of course, nobody's calling them out on that on the Republican side. You failures, you. But they would get out there and say that, you know, a universal background check would have stopped this killer. So the caricature becomes that everybody who hasn't bought their gun, or let me rephrase that, they'll get out there and say, you can buy guns without a background check. Except they're the ones who put the background check in, and the background check's been in force for, what, 24 years now? Background checks don't stop crime. They stop purchases. They don't stop crime. And we don't arrest anybody for failing a background check. We don't penalize them. We don't do anything. And if you are a prohibited person, if you're truly one of those desperados and not a fake positive against you, then why aren't you being arrested for trying to obtain a gun when you're not allowed to have a gun? So the caricature they put together is nonsense. We know this. But we have to argue against the claims, right? We have to argue against the claims because if we don't, then the low-info voter out there is only getting that one side of the story. If you don't argue against it, the general populace will accept these caricatures as true. And if we try to ignore them, if we get out there, well, you know, this is beneath me, I can't, then to some people, we are accepting their truth. We are accepting their validity. And, you know, it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't. If we defend ourselves, some of them will say that, well, you're acknowledging your validity. So it becomes that catch-22. All you got to do is look to California. California is a fascinating, fascinating place to just look at. The Republicans there, they got caricatured. And so they decided to, you know, be bipartisan. So they ceded the power to the left. And now they have no say at all in the leftist agenda there. With Barack Obama's ascension, leftists began to community organize this tactic on a national level. So you've got, politicians, celebrities, activist groups. I was wanting to say Antiva, an activist group at the same time. I can't figure out how that would sound. And media that helped to further this lie with their drumbeat of false assertions. So, one thing about this Smollett kid, he is a prototypical Trump deranged leftist. So when he decided to orchestrate this hate crime hoax on the grand scale, reality is that his is only the latest such hoax to rear its ugly head. So, just in the Trump era alone, okay, just in the Trump era alone, to try to get hate crime out there, to try to paint us as completely, you know, we have no control over ourselves, we don't know how to, we're bloodthirsty, we can't wait, and all of this, by the way, plays into taking guns from us. Here's some hate crime hoaxes that have just occurred during the Trump era. like the anti-Muslim hate crime in Michigan that turned out to be a hoax. That was in November of 2016. Or the bisexual student fakes the Trump-inspired hate crime in November of 2016. Or the white men rob Muslim women of her hijab and wallet, except that that didn't happen either in November of 2016. Or the church organist vandalized his own church. That happened in November of 2016. White guy sets his own car on fire, paints racial slur on his own garage. That happened in December 2016. Fake hate at Air Force Academy. That went viral September 2017. New York woman's hate crime. That didn't happen September 2018. And then the whole Covington thing, June of this year. A lot of these hoaxes fly under the radar, except for the Covington event, which was one that, you know, this kid, he may be divesting Jeff Bezos of Washington Post because he's going to win a lot of money out of that one. So here's my hope in this whole sordid affair with this Yahoo Jussie Smollett. I hope that all of these deranged hoaxes get thoroughly examined, and those out there, not you, okay, if you're engaged in this, you obviously are paying attention to some things. But the ones that only get their information from the magic box, and that ain't, and listen, I'm including everybody there. I'm including Fox News because they got some never-Trumpers there too. I hope this makes them sit back and rocks them back on their heels and shakes their world. And we should use this event for us to go on the offensive. We should stop allowing the left to mischaracterize us. This event, along with everything in gun control, everything that happened with the Covington thing, this is proof of their derangement syndrome. And it's Trump derangement syndrome, if you want to give it a title. But just remember who put Trump where he is. Donald Trump is simply a figurehead for the people that voted for him. So we... what is it, 63, 64 million of us? This is all aimed at us. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in. Now you're...
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey little cookie, take a walk my way.
One more time with the object lesson for the day. And this is Gun Owners News Hour. Another way of the caricature is we're constantly hearing about the, 94 people that die a day due to, quote-unquote, gun violence. Let me give you the breakdown of what that actually works out to. That's about 62 people committing suicide, and then half of the remainder is gang violence. Okay? So if we're saying 62 out of 94, so that leaves us with, 32? So that means 16. So there's actually 16 homicides occurring daily in the United States that are, not related to the drug trade or gang violence, and they're not suicide. In a nation of 336 million souls with, arguably between 450 and 660 million guns. Now, am I going to sit here and go Sadiq Khan on you and say, well, that's the price you pay? No. I'm not. We should combat those 16 remaining homicides with everything we got. And we should also realize a few things about the caricature they're trying to make of us. See, I've seen study after study where they get out there and say, well, due to states' lax laws, overwhelmingly, we find people that own guns are more likely to commit suicide with guns. Now, think about that. Think about that statement. They're saying that if you live in a state where you can own a gun, and then you have a gun, and then you have mental health issues, and they fly under the radar, which they will in this country today, they will, and then you finally decide in a given moment that you're going to kill yourself, that you're going to kill yourself with a gun. No kidding. No kidding. People who are suicidal want to stop whatever's going on in their head. They want to stop whatever is tormenting them. And suicide itself is the saddest of things. The very saddest of things. I mean, in the last, since 2017, I've known two people that killed themselves. And I knew them. One of them was the editor-in-chief at Bearing Arms, Bob Owens, who had just gotten a book deal. He was flying high. Bearing Arms, which is a division, I think, of Town Hall, he was regarded as one of the preeminent bloggers out there. And I don't know why he left something, some little cryptic saying on Facebook saying that he was weak and he was not this and he wasn't worthy. And then he drove down the street and he shot himself. And then the guy responsible for my being on radio at all today in January of last year shot himself, killed himself. And I didn't know that he was depressed, and I didn't know that Bob was depressed, because that flies under the radar. So, and you know what? There, I went with my producer was when he killed himself. I was contacted by a couple of writers in the gun blogosphere who said, "Did he kill himself with a gun?" Yeah, that's bad. That gives them ammo. You silly idiot. Getting out there and, you know, and saying, well, it's not the fact that he killed himself, it's the way that makes it bad. No, it is not. So, the thing to remember about this is a very simple thing. The caricature that they're going to think of this. Do you remember when you were a kid and you were in class and you had the overhead projector and they kept laying these overlays here? Our life is always on their overhead projector, and they're constantly putting these overlays on us to change our picture. So sometimes if you're a gun owner, it's that you're a bloodthirsty savage who's going to just kill everybody. You're just because you haven't committed a crime yet doesn't mean you won't commit a crime later. Or guns are bad or all these other things. And I mean, let me explain something to you. When I watch a lot of different entertainment venues online, primarily video, of course, but I like to do a lot of reading as well. And whenever somebody gets out there and in their ignorance will say things like, why do you have to have guns? I quit them because reality is a different thing for everybody. That's why mental health flies under the radar. You and I are sitting around right now in our normal. And it happened to me. It's happened to me twice. I mean, two people. One that I was very close with, never knew it about him. Got a phone call in January of 2018 telling me this. It took me till August of 2018 to actually, you know, accept it. And even now today, I can't bring myself to erase his phone number out of my phone. Same with Bob Owens. I just can't make myself do that. Because it flew under the radar. Whenever they get out there and start talking about mental health, they'll get out there and they'll say, well, most of the people who actually commit gun crime, who commit killings with guns or anything, it's not necessarily due to their mental health. It's due to the availability of guns. So once again, we're taking the tool and demonizing the tool just because it's available. Although, you know, in China, they have a lot of knifings. They have a lot of knifings all over the place. And a lot of these occur on a bus. A bus is a horrible place to be if the guy that wants to kill you with a knife is in the front of the bus and the bus is moving. Before that other guy brings the bus to a halt, that guy's going to kill 20 people. So, weapons are actually sort of a mental thing. It's how are you going to purpose it? Now, whenever these mental health officials will get out there, they don't actually look at gun crime or gun violence. They will ask some people, like there was a study where they asked some respondents, young adults who at one time attended one of seven public high schools in the southern United States, if they'd ever threatened someone with a gun. No context. No context at all. But there's no context for these incidents mentioned in the study or in the supplementary material. So no means to identify if the respondent was the aggressor or if they were defending themselves. So 16 respondents reported they had threatened someone with a firearm. Six were young women. So the author of this study, for example, had a conclusion based on 16 out of 663 drawn from just seven public high schools across the southern United States. There are more than 50 schools serving grades 9 to 12 in the Houston Independent School District alone. So mental illness itself is not tested. They tested symptoms of mental health using a variety of screening questions about anxiety or depression or stress or PTSD, hostility, impulsivity, borderline personality disorder. But the stigma that is attached to those, which is a, it's not really something, it's not, it's an intangible. This is sort of like being asked, do you own guns? Hey, Bill, are you depressed? Nope, feel good. And some of the questions actually introduce some doubt into the validity of the results. So, substance abuse and severe mental disorders. And this is, you know, it, you know, they excluded this. I mean, if you want to see the way today's youth, I feel so bad for them. I feel bad for the 20-somethings. Because they don't know what to do. I've been watching on YouTube here recently where some of the biggest, I mean, these kids are in their 20s and they're millionaires, and they're having to take a break due to their mental health. What does that mean? So, beware of the caricature. Don't fall victim to that. Do not be susceptible to that. Be aware of it. Be ready to beat that back. There are plenty of ways to do that, which I'm about to run out of time, so I can't tell you what those are. But rest assured, you probably already know them too. Because you're here. You go to work. You haven't done anything wrong. Got a clean record. You're a law-abiding citizen. You are the backbone of America. And being a gun owner does not mean that you're bad. It means you're actually closer to what the founders envisioned. Wear it with pride. We will do this yet again next week. So between now and then, keep your heads up. Be aware, please. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.